Okay, it's time again. Third podcast with me, Rorschach. Hopefully a little better sound this time. Last podcast I actually recorded in a closet. That didn't turn out too well. Well, here I am in my living room now. Hopefully a better acoustic environment. But you don't really care about that. Let's get down to the music instead. This time I settled for a theme, which I call Interesting Voices. And I've searched my archives a little and came up with a few songs with artists who I would consider have interesting voices. They're not always beautiful, but at least they're not boring. We'll start off with this first song by Tom Waits. It's called The Earth Dies Burning. Title of that song was, of course, The Earth Died Screaming, not Burning. Next up we have a female vocalist called Uma Sumac, I think. Not really sure how to pronounce that. She's pretty old now, although I shouldn't say that. She'd probably kick my ass if she heard that. But she's famous for her very wide octave range in her voice, which she actually likes to exaggerate a bit. This song that I'm gonna play is probably her most famous song, called Gopher Mambo, and I'm sure you recognize it when you hear it. Here we go. It. Next up we have a male vocalist who's pretty unknown for most people. His name is Johnny Dowd, and he plays sort of a psychotic blues type music, and he fits the theme of this podcast very well. This song has a female vocalist to accompany him, and her voice just seems really, really nice compared to his. And I think they make a pretty good combo. See what you think. Here's God Created Woman.
Just to see you.
This next artist probably needs no introduction, but just to be safe, I'll tell you her name. It's Janis Joplin, and this is one of her most famous songs. And no, it's not Mercedes-Benz. This is called Piece of My Heart.
Come on, come on.
classic. Next up, we have a woman called Joanna Newsom, who most people, I guess, would not like, at least in my experience. But I think she has a very nice voice. And here's a little tune called Book of Ride On. And now it's time for another male vocalist. His name is Anthony, He's usually the singer of Anthony and the Johnsons. This song is, I guess, a solo project of his from the Not Alone compilation. It is called Hole in My Heart.
There's a hole in my
And to finish up this podcast, I thought we'd throw in a beautiful voice for once, who I think we can all agree on. This is from the soundtrack to the movie Mulholland Falls by David Lynch. The singer is called Rebecca Del Rio, and this is actually an old cover song of another artist. Called Roy Orbison, who did this song. He did it in English, but this Rebecca Del Rio song version is translated to Spanish, I guess. And it's called Llorando.
Yo estaba bien por un tiempo. Volviendo a sonreír, luego anoche te vi, tu mano me tocó y el saludo de tu voz. Te hablé muy bien y tú, sin saber. Que he estado llorando por tu amor, llorando por tu amor, luego de tu adiós, sentí todo mi dolor, sola. Pensé que te olvidé, pero es verdad, es la verdad, que te quiero aún más, mucho más que ayer. Dime tú qué puedo hacer, no me quieres. Siempre estaré llorando por tu amor, llorando por tu amor, tu amor se llevó todo. Y quedó llorando, 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 llorando.
again, I'm sorry for the confusion. It must be my old age coming back to haunt me. The movie is, of course, Mulholland Drive. Mulholland Falls was some other movie, I think. And that's it for this time. I hope you enjoyed the songs as much as I did. And I hope to catch you next time. Bye.